Joining us now is Joe Pietersche, an expert of psychology, technology, and talent. With over 16 years of experience and a master's in industrial organizational psychology, Joe leads a team of award-winning recruitment and retention solutions across 10 countries. Joe, welcome to Afrotech Namibia.
Firstly, thank you very much for the opportunity to share with your listeners what we have planned for this year's conference. I'm Joe Pietersche. I'm the CEO of Trendy. We are a global provider of HR software grounded in behavioral science and technology, also AI technology, and truly pivoting around the human in the workplace. At this year's conference, I will be sharing with the delegates how brand new technology and AI are assisting organizations to create alignment between the work that individuals are doing and the organizational strategy. Also creating clarity for individuals on what is the expectation in terms of their work. So often we find that individuals are not 100% sure what are expected from them. So in other words, what does good look like in my job? And at the conference, we'll be sharing how the technology and AI are assisting organizations and individuals to approach work differently. Almost moving it away from this idea that I'm doing a job. Almost if you envision practicing an art, it's almost like this morning when you came to work, you were thinking, I'm going to my job. You weren't thinking, I'm going to practice my art. And we would like people to move more towards approaching work as a piece of art. I think earlier we spoke a little bit about a band.
Yeah.
and sometimes you can see the magic, you can hear the magic, you can feel the magic when someone is performing their art. And that's the kind of flow that we want to see more of in the workplace. And we believe technology and AI can help us to get closer to that.
With clients in over 10 countries, what global talent trends are you seeing and how do they relate to Africa's fast-growing workplace?
We are definitely seeing that the market, both locally and internationally, is changing rapidly. So there are very big changes in the market. I almost want to say the biggest thing that we see is the fact that skills are almost moving faster in terms of the need for those skills than what we can keep up by providing those skills and developing those skills. So I think the skills gap is definitely broadening and becoming much more of an issue locally and internationally.
How can organizations in Namibia start using data-driven tools to improve recruitment, engagement, and retention without losing the human touch?
I think in HR, when you talk specifically about recruitment, and maybe let's throw the engagement and retention in there as well, I think in the past, we've been, I think, very human-centric in our approach. And in general, I think there's a reason why a lot of HR individuals don't take a career in accounting. I don't think we're always so fond of the numbers. I definitely don't think it needs to be an either-or conversation. It's not the one or the other. I'm not human-centered or data-driven. There is definitely an avenue for us to do both and to use the data to be even more human-centered. Mm-hmm. It's a similar conversation with technology and with AI, where there's very often this feeling or this fear that the technology is going to replace the person. And in our approach and in our experience, we've really seen that that's not the case. In almost all scenarios, we've used the technology and we've used also AI to optimize the human and also to optimize the human experience. So it really adds value instead of saying it replaces the one or the one replaces the other. So we talk of a both and approach. It's a bit of a paradigm. So there's a paradigm that say it's either or. So you need to choose. It's data or the person or a human-centric approach. Mm-hmm. We believe it's both and. You need both.
And lastly, What advice would you give young professionals in Africa looking to build careers in talent tech, HR, innovation, and the organizational psychology?
I think I will give them the exact same advice that I would give anyone, not even just individuals starting their career, but even for someone maybe like myself that has already done a couple of years in my career and in my industry, is really to take a strengths-based approach. And to understand what it is that I do well as an individual. And it is a little bit important to also understand what are the things that I maybe don't do that well, but less focus on the things that I don't do that well. Real focus on my strengths and on what I do well, and then making sure that my career choices is aligned to that. And that what I bring to the table will really come to the fore and matter in what I do. And if you don't have that, our example of practicing your art then becomes very difficult to reach, because you really need that mix. You really need to feel that what I do well is important in my job and is the main thing that determines whether I do it well or not.
Joe, thank you for the insights into how psychology and tech can work hand in hand to unlock human potential. Your approach reminds us that innovation starts with people. We appreciate your time and look forward to seeing how your work continues to inspire smarter, more human talent strategies across the continent.
Thank you, Shade.